News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Washington pressing the need for more military aid for his country's fight against Russia's invasion. He spoke at the National Defense University.
Ukrainians haven't given up and won't give up. We know what to do, and you can count on Ukraine, and we hope just as much to be able to count on you.
I'll meet with President Biden and lawmakers Tuesday. Israel's defense chief is resisting pressure to halt the Gaza offensive, saying the operation against Hamas will take time. Special Counsel Jack Smith is asking the Supreme Court for clarification on whether the election interference case against former President Trump can go ahead. The AP's Eric Tucker.
There's nothing in the Constitution or the case law that talks about whether a former president can be charged. So the special counsel's office wants an expedited, rapid determination from the Supreme Court to determine once and for all that, in fact, a former president is not exempt from prosecution and that there are situations in which a former commander-in-chief can, in fact, be indicted.
A New Hampshire man is facing charges for allegedly threatening Republican presidential hopeful Vivek Ramaswamy. Norman Hall has details.
Federal prosecutors say a man from Dover, New Hampshire, sent text messages threatening to kill Ramaswamy ahead of a scheduled Monday campaign event. Tyler Anderson was arrested Saturday and charged with sending a threat using interstate commerce. The alleged threats were in response to a mass campaign text invitation. According to court documents, the text threatened to shoot the candidate in the head and kill everyone at the event. The man allegedly told the FBI that he had sent similar attacks to multiple other campaigns. I'm Norman Hall.
And a federal jury has decided Google's Android App Store has been protected by anti-competitive barriers that have damaged smartphone consumers and software developers. The verdict came in an antitrust lawsuit by Epic Games, the maker of the video game Fortnite. This is AP News. Award season's coming. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta has the latest nominations.
Barbie leads the movie nominations for the Golden Globe Awards with 9.
Hi, Barbie!
Hi, Ken!
Barbie is up for Best Comedy Movie Drama, as well as acting nominations for Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling and 3 of its original songs. Oppenheimer has 8, including movie drama and acting for Cillian Murphy, Robert Downey Jr., and Emily Blunt. Succession leads the nominations in TV categories with 9, including Best TV Drama. The Golden Globes had come under fire 2 years ago for ethical lapses and lack of diversity in its membership, problems that its leadership says have been corrected. The Golden Globes will air live on CBS on January 7th. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
And news for K-pop fans. RM and V of the group BTS are now members of South Korea's military. Jimin and Jungkook to report tomorrow. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.